This is a website where a lot of surveillance and environmental monitoring data will be available to the public and to researchers and to congressional staffs and other policymakers, where they can look at the trends in these various outcomes and exposures for the first time in a single locale. And some of the data are national data that come from all the states, and some of the data are data that come from states that we are funding for the National Environmental Public Health Tracking Program. The reason we're doing it is the reason that CDC and the states do all surveillance, and that is to get a handle on these diseases and these exposures for the first time in a single locale, and to get an idea of the burden of the diseases and the trends of the diseases, but mostly just to get a place where people can go and get this information in a valid, standardized way.
And does it pull in information from EPA and some of the monitoring
Absolutely.
It does? Or okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. I mean, the unique part about this is there's a lot of surveillance of disease that goes on, and CDC and the states conduct it. The part that's interesting about environmental public health surveillance is for it to be effective, we have to take data from the monitoring stations, from the monitoring agencies, both state and federal, and that's primarily EPA at the federal level, and from the health agencies, which is CDC and the state health departments, and put them together at the same place, and that's what environmental public health surveillance does. So we have information on the site on air quality, particulate matter and ozone, on community water systems, on well water. We have information on a number of health outcomes, including the big ones like asthma and cancer, childhood lead poisoning, carbon monoxide poisoning. In addition to all the data that we also have a lot of information so that a parent that's interested in asthma and the relationship between asthma and the environment can go on there and find easy-to-read information about that and information about cancer and heart disease and other health outcomes. So it's really been set up to be a very user-friendly site with a lot of really good information. We just launched it on Tuesday. We're going to continue to add to it and expand to it, but we really want it to be the site that people go to in the United States for environmental health information.
We're talking to Dr. Michael McGeehan, Director of the Division of Environmental Hazard and Health Effects at the Center for Disease Control's National Center for Environmental Health. Now, is this meant, Dr. McGeehan, to give people a heads up about areas of the country that may have a larger incidence of cancer or other diseases that could be related to environmental, impact? Is there any effort in that regard?
Well, sure. I mean, I think the emphasis that you put on could be is very important. You can't tell with surveillance data. I mean, it's just impossible to show a cause with surveillance data. It's just not what it's done for. But it can look at, for example, if you live in such and such county in Michigan, you can look at this site and see where you rank in the state, where how your county is for a number of different cancers or asthma or other health outcomes. So if you have an interest in your county or your part of the state, you can get that information off of this site.
And do you wonder, certainly the public has a right to this site, and environmental activists for many years, decades, have been trying to get as much information as they can. But is there also the danger that people could see a piece of data and maybe misinterpret it and say, well, it must be that factory across the street that's causing this, and therefore, we'll go after that factory?
That's a very good question and a very big concern when you put out a lot of data. I mean, the alternative is to not put out data, and that's not a good alternative. We always have had people who have tried to associate a health outcome with some environmental exposure that they feel must be related to it. And in fact, perhaps it is related to it, but perhaps the science just can't show that. I don't believe that putting out good, valid, quality information that people can view will really exacerbate people looking at those associations. But it is a very good question. It's a very good point. Anytime you put out information, there is the opportunity that people can misinterpret it. However, we still feel that putting out the best valid data that's been gone through a very standardization process at the level of the state and the federal government is a good thing.
Yeah, I think it is a good thing. Any information I think can be good information. But my question is, you have other states that are already participating: California, Connecticut, Florida, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts. Were they selected because of environmental issues connected with them or because of some other reason?
No, no. This was, as most federal grantees are, this was a competitive process. They applied for these funds in order to put these programs into their states. Many more states than were selected applied. There was a peer review process outside of the program area where experts reviewed those and ranked them, and then they were selected based on the ranking.
Okay. And do you continue to roll out more data to other states, or do you think that more states will participate in this in the future?
We would love all 50 states to participate. We really would. We really think it needs to be a national program. Congress recently in the last budget process in the last fiscal year gave us some additional funding. With that funding, we're going to add 5 states this fiscal year and bring them up to speed so that they'll be part of the program also. But our goal is twofold. Our goal is to have all the states represented as part of this program, and our goal is to continue to expand both the health outcomes and the environmental data that are on the site.
And will you be creating a widget, as other agencies have done, so that anyone can put this information feeding into other websites and therefore it could amplify the efforts that you're making?
Well, this site will be linked to many other sites, and the site itself links to many other sites. So people can access these data in a number of different ways. We hope to have incorporated into our site as more and more models are developed. We hope to incorporate into our site tools that will help both researchers and the public use the data in a better way.